Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Thursday, the 18th of August 2022, is Qaiyites. The Qaiyites, Arabic, Romanized, Al-Qawarij, singular Arabic, Romanized, Khariji, also called Al-Sharat, Arabic, Romanized, Al-Sharat, were an Islamic sect which emerged during the First Muslim Civil War, 656-661. The first Qaiyites were supporters of Ali, who rebelled against his acceptance of arbitration talks to settle the conflict with his challenger, Muawiyah, at the Battle of Siffin in 657. They asserted that judgment belongs to God alone, which became their motto, and that rebels such as Muawiyah had to be fought and overcome according to Quranic injunctions. Ali defeated the Qaiyites at the Battle of Narawan in 658, but their insurrection continued. Ali was assassinated in 661 by a Qaiyite seeking revenge for Narawan. After Muawiyah's establishment of the Umayyad Caliphate in 661, his governors kept the Qaiyites in check. The power vacuum caused by the Second Muslim Civil War, 680-692, allowed for the resumption of the Qaiyites' anti-government rebellion, and the Qaiyite factions of the Azariqa and Najdat came to control large areas in Persia and Arabia. Internal disputes and fragmentation weakened them considerably before their defeat by the Umayyads in 696-699. In the 740s, large-scale Qaiyite rebellions broke out across the caliphate, but all were eventually suppressed. Although the Qaiyite revolts continued into the Abbasid period, 750-1258, the most militant Qaiyite groups were gradually eliminated, and were replaced by the non-activist Ibadiyya, who survive to this day in Oman and some parts of North Africa. They, however, deny any links with the Qaiyites of the Second Muslim Civil War and beyond, condemning them as extremists. The Qaiyites believed that any Muslim, irrespective of his descent or ethnicity, qualified for the role of caliph, provided they were morally irreproachable. It was the duty of Muslims to rebel against and depose caliphs who sinned. Most Qaiyite groups branded as unbelievers Muslims who had committed a grave sin, and the most militant declared killing of such unbelievers to be licit, unless they repented. Many Qaiyites were skilled orators and poets, and the major themes of their poetry were piety and martyrdom. The Qaiyites of the 8th and 9th centuries participated in theological debates and, in the process, contributed to mainstream Islamic theology. What is known about Qaiyite history and doctrines derives from non-Qaiyite authors of the 9th and 10th centuries, and is hostile toward the sect. The absence of the Qaiyite version of their history has made unearthing their true motives difficult. Traditional Muslim historical sources and mainstream Muslims have viewed the Qaiyites as religious extremists who left the Muslim community. Many modern Muslim extremist groups have been compared to the Qaiyites for their radical ideology and militancy. On the other hand, some modern Arab historians have stressed the egalitarian and proto-democratic tendencies of the Qaiyites. Modern academic historians are generally divided in attributing the Qaiyite phenomenon to purely religious motivations, economic factors, or a Bedouin, nomadic Arab, challenge to the establishment of an organized state, with some rejecting the traditional account of the movement having started at Siffin. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:17 UTC on Thursday, the 18th of August, 2022. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Qaiyites. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Amy Neural. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.